Six people are now presumed dead after the super yacht they were on board sank in a violent storm off the coast of Sicily. British technology tycoon Mike Lynch and five others are feared to have died, including his 18-year-old daughter Hannah. Divers tried in vain yesterday to gain access to the inside of the sunken 56-metre Bayesian luxury vehicle, where rescue crews believe those missing may have been trapped. They are Morgan Stanley International Bank Chairman Jonathan Bloomer, his wife Judy Bloomer, Clifford Chance, lawyer Chris Morvillo, and his wife Nida Morvillo. Let's speak now to Richard Galsford. He's chief correspondent with ITV's Good Morning Britain. He's in Sicily today. Morning, Richard. Thanks for taking our call today.
Yeah, good morning to you. Yes, I'm just standing on the port side here in Porticello. It's a beautiful scene, but quite tragic what the rescue crews are heading back out to look at again this morning as they go back out to the scene where the yacht itself sunk. It's about a kilometre offshore and 50 metres below the water.
So where is the search at now?
Well, it's the third day of searching now, and I have to say, I think we've moved from a search and rescue operation very much now into search and recovery. There have been some hope, of course, over the last few days that maybe survivors have found themselves trapped in air pockets within the yacht itself, the Bayesian, this 56-metre-long luxury vessel that lies now on its side at the bottom of the seabed, 50 metres under the surface. But I think hope of that now is fading. They managed to get into the yacht itself last night. The divers, used tools that have been fashioned for them by a local blacksmith to get a porthole off, got into the main cabin of that yacht, but not into the accommodation cabins, the guest areas. And that is where they would be looking to get into today to try and see if they can find any more sign of, firstly, of course, sign of life, but sign of those people who were caught up in this awful tragedy.
You've been out on a fishing boat to the area where it sank. Tell us about what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting that although it was a beautiful day, there was a strong wind and a heavy swell. And this is not easy conditions for these divers to be working in. There are a number of Coast Guard vessels out there, also from the fire and rescue teams, who have these cave divers who are able to go into these very tight, confined spaces. And what they're finding is once they're down there is that the furniture from this luxury vessel has shifted around. It's blocking cabins. It's blocking the ways of moving around the yacht. There's an awful lot of cabling as well and other infrastructure that's come loose. So it's making it very hard. And by the time they've got down the 50 metres to the wreck itself, they only have a matter of minutes before they have to come back up again. It is very tough going for them. And, you know, as that happens, we also have the prosecutor now looking at a criminal inquiry, standard practice, but some very tough questions going to be asked of the crew and the survivors in the next day or so.
On the survivors, Richard, briefly, how are they doing? 15 people rescued.
Yeah, majority, we understand, now left hospital, having been kept in for observation. They, not surprisingly, not wanting to talk to media, left hospital. A lot of them trying to shield their faces with blankets and coats and other things. The prosecutor will be speaking to them about the actions that the crew took on the night and the early morning of so Sunday night into Monday morning. They're going to want to know whether guests were woken up as that storm developed, whether life jackets were handed out, whether the was suggested that they move to an emergency muster station. And locals we're talking to here suggesting that maybe that yacht had moved from what they deemed to be safe anchorage into a more dangerous spot in the bay.
Richard Galsford, chief correspondent with ITV's Good Morning Britain. Thank you for speaking to us.